Next to that essential cup of coffee, first thing you had this morning, something popping out of your toaster. Basic to the breakfast is toast, but fluffy, yeasty bread is necessary for your bread to toast. Flat, unleavened breads do not change expression when toasted. It was 6,000 years ago that Egyptians first applied the labor-saving method of grape stomping to flatbread making, kneading the dough with bare feet in giant tubs. The surprising baked result was a risen, light, fluffy bread. Do not ask for details here. Trust me, you do not want to know why. Okay, the yeast is from the feet of the stompers. You may never think of bread in the same way. This new fluffy bread was such a hit that the Egyptian laborers agreed to have their salaries paid in loaves of the new bread. Authors Barrett and Mingo said, becoming the first breadwinners in history. But it was the Romans who discovered that toasting the bread prolonged its shelf life, enabling its army to provision its troops in the field and abroad. In Roman homes, civilians enjoyed the cooked bread too, lathering it with fresh butter and jellied fruits and preserves. They called the faddish culinary treat toastum, meaning scorched, the first toast. Another 1,000 years or so passed before primitive machines made the toaster as we know it a reality. Early efforts at the electric toast machine were not hugely successful until the great double whammy arrived around 1930. An improved version of the electric toaster, closer to our modern toaster, combined with the debut of the novelty Wonder Bread, the first sliced commercial bread, was life-altering. Well, at least it was a breakfast breakthrough. Kellogg's Pop-Tarts were the next big things to pop up, beating Post's earlier novelty, which it unfortunately called Country Squares. What the? The name conjured up bumpkins like Howdy Doody and refugees from Hee-Haw. Post's product was vanished by the sensational king, Pop-Tart, which sounded hip and cool. Another pop-up success at your table? Eggos. Brand names with a O at the end were hip. Jell-O, Cheerio, Drano, Spaghetti-O. After World War II, frozen foods were the rage. Makers of Eggo batter were quick to cash in with the popularity of frozen convenience food applied to breakfast, with its annoying but memorable slogan, Lego my Eggo. Now pop-up failures? Bacon squares, excessive grease, and the risk of fire. Toaster eggs. Consumers found them simply too weird. Electric French fries. One observer quipped, they looked like picket fence, and they sadly tasted like a picket fence. What's next? There's word that the Brits have a pop-up pizza, but it has yet to cross the pond.